It was like an enormous library. Anders paused in surprise.
"Lot of bookkeeping," she said.
"Is this every patient the hospital ever had?"
"No," she said. "Every patient seen in the last 5 years. The others are stored in a warehouse."
"Christ." They moved down the parallel stacks of shelves quietly, Anders leading with his gun. Occasionally he would pause to look through a gap in the shelves to another corridor. They saw no one at all.
"Anybody on duty here?"
"Should be."
She scanned the rows of charts. The record room always impressed her. As a practicing doctor, she had an image of medical practice that involved large numbers of patients. She had treated hundreds, seen thousands for a single hour or a few weeks, yet the hospital records ran into the millions, and that was just one hospital, in one city, in one country. Millions and millions of patients.
"We have a thing like this, too," Anders said. "You lose records often?"
"All the time."
He sighed.
"So do we."
At that moment, a young girl no more than 15 or 16 came around the corner. She carried a stack of records in her arms. Anders had his gun up in an instant. The girl looked, dropped the records, and started to scream.
"Quiet!"
Anders hissed. The scream was cut off abruptly, to a kind of gurgle. The girl's eyes were wide.
"I'm a policeman," Anders said.
He flicked out his shoulder wallet to show the badge.
"Have you seen anyone here?"
"Anyone?"
"This man."
He showed her the picture. She looked at it, then shook her head.
"You're sure?"
"Yes. I mean...
Ross said.
"I think we should go on to the computer."
In some way, she was embarrassed at frightening the girl. The hospital hired high school and college students part-time to do the clerical work in records. They weren't paid much. Ross herself remembered when she had been frightened at about the same age. She had been walking in the woods with a boy. They had seen a snake. The boy told her it was a rattlesnake, and she was terrified. Much later, she had learned he had been teasing her. The snake was harmless. She had resented.
"All right," Anders said. "The computer. Which way?"
Ross led the way out. Anders turned back once to the girl who was picking up the chart she had dropped.
"Listen," he said. "If you do see this man, don't talk to him. Don't do anything except shout your bloody head off. You understand?"
She nodded. And then Ross realized that the rattlesnake was real, this time. It was all real. They came out into the corridor again and continued down it toward the computer section. The computer section was the only refinished part of the basement. The bare concrete floor changed abruptly to blue carpeting. One corridor wall had been knocked out to install large glass windows that looked in, from the corridor to the room that housed the main banks of the computer. Ross remembered when the computer was being installed. It seemed to her that the windows were an unnecessary expense, and she had mentioned it to McPherson.
"Better let the people see what's coming," McPherson had replied.
"What does that mean?"
"It means that the computer is just a machine. Bigger and more expensive than most, but still just a machine.